May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kook Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Pupa of Kook Audio and Kook Archives, preserving the legacy of Shunryu Suzuki and those whose paths cross his, and anything else that comes to mind. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today is anything else that comes to mind, because this is a podcast of life in Bali. And a friend of mine's brother died recently, and he's Balinese. He's going to talk about the various procedures and ceremonies they went through for this. His name is Gus Suteja. I have done a podcast with him a couple of years ago, or, you know, a year and a half ago, and with his daughter, Radha. He's a musician. He plays in our little band, Bali Yuga. He's a lead guitarist. He's a very well-known guitarist here in Bali, and he's been around a long time. The guitar playing you heard leading into this was Gus, and you'll hear three more, cuts from songs we've done, recorded together in this podcast. You can check more of him and our band out at baliyuga.com. Look, let's give him a call and hear what he has to say.
Hello.
Gus.
Yes.
David, I called you on Messenger.
Yeah.
Because it's free. Ha-ha. Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about the ceremonies you've had recently for your brother. And may I say... is it correct to say Turu Berduka Cita?
Berduka Cita, yeah.
Yeah, that's yes. Like in we say condolences in
condolences.
English.
Yeah.
So, when did your brother die?
My brother passed away is about 5 months ago.
Uh-huh. And
we have cremation.
Yeah.
About 3 days after.
Uh-huh.
And then cremation in Sanur. And threw away the ashes to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Now, wait a minute. Had your brother died, and then 3 days later, he was cremated.
Cremated.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What happened between when he died and when he was cremated?
In that time, we're waiting for a good day to cremate, because not every day we can cremate when he's died. And then we have to wait what is the best day. So that the best day is after 3 days. We found the best day.
How did you find the best day?
Best day, we asked the holy people, like...
you Pandeta. Asked a Balian?
No, not Balian. The priest.
Uh-huh.
The priest. He asked the priest or pandetta.
Pandetta. Yeah.
And then what is the best day?
And what did he refer to? What did he look at to tell you the good day?
He looked at calendar.
Right.
Yeah. In the calendar, they explain you every day is what the best thing to do. And then even if you just build a house, they check on calendar what is the best day to start.
Uh-huh.
And then also when the people die, what is the best day to cremate?
Isn't this the traditional Balinese calendar?
Yeah, we have Hindu Bali, we call it Hindu Bali. Maybe not in India, but in Bali we have a calendar.
Is it the Chaka calendar?
Nyepi. Saka. Chaka. Yeah.
What does Chaka mean?
Saka means 1 year. 1 year of Bali. Is 12 months. But 1 month in Bali is 35 days. It's not 30 or 31 or 28. It's different calendar.
So how many months do you have?
We have same month as 12 months.
If you have 12 months, then your years would change gradually in different seasons.
Yeah, it's different date, different. It's more longer.
Yeah.
Later. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you chose a good day for the cremation. Where was his body?
Body we cremate and.
No. Before you cremated, from the time he died to the cremation, where was his body?
The 3 days of waiting for good day, the body is at home.
At home.
Yeah.
And did you do anything special with the body?
We do. Hang on. My brother died when it's COVID. So the body is not home, because of pandemic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you couldn't.
Bali Mandara.
Yeah. Oh, he was at Bali Mandara.
Yeah.
At the hospital near here. Oh, because of COVID, you couldn't keep him at home.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. And that would be normal. Did you do anything with his body while it was at Bali Mandara? Did you visit it or?
No, can't do anything because the Mandara look after the body.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where was the cremation?
The cremation is for pandemic, is special. It was in Bangli.
Bangli? That's way up north.
Yeah.
Wow. Bangli. Why was it in Bangli?
Because the COVID situation.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
And Bangli
is not COVID, but have to do over there too.
Have to do what?
Do cremation in same place in the area in Bangli.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not
know. We pay 5 million. Million rupiah for everything.
How much?
$5 million.
5 million rupiah, that's like $350 for the cremation?
For the all done for the cremation. Offering everything.
Yeah, and is this called Naben?
Naben, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Naben.
Okay, so then his ashes were, how did you get his ashes then?
When we do cremation, we got the ashes, then ashes. We threw away to the ocean.
Now, when you got the ashes, did you pick bones out of it?
Yeah, we take all the ashes, put them in the coconut, empty coconut.
Yeah.
We call it daksina, and we bring to the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Now, I still have a question. Yeah. Did you go through the ashes and choose bones from it?
All the bone is going to be ashes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
all right.
Peri-burning is
all right.
Going to be ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is no bone anymore. Like,
really?
Like ashes. Yeah.
Wow. Was this an indoor cremation?
Outside.
Outside. Was it a cremation using those, like, torches, those long torches?
That in Bangli we use gas.
Yeah, you know, gas-powered torches. They're very powerful. They're like flamethrowers.
Yeah.
And was his body placed with wood around it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They stack everything is one place, and they're going to be ashes. And even the head, even the bone, they all burn.
Wow. And what beach did you go to?
When we bring the ashes, we threw away to the ocean of Sanur.
Oh, here in Sanur.
Yeah, not bit actually, but had to go inside. Like, we go by boat, go through the ocean.
Oh.
Yeah, not in the beach, not beside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you took a boat in Sanur and went out to the ocean.
Yeah.
And spread his ashes there. And who went? How many of you were there?
I have a positive COVID.
Yeah.
So I cannot go.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to stay in quarantine.
Oh, you mean nobody from the family went?
No, it's my brother kid.
Uh-huh.
My brother kid and also my kid. Went to the boat.
Which one, your son or your daughter?
My son.
Uh-huh.
My son only.
Uh-huh.
And my brother's son.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ah, wow. Wow. And normally, after COVID, before COVID, you would have spread them at the beach, right?
Yeah, inside ocean. Yeah.
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 Which beach would you have gone to?
In Matahari Terbit, near Bali Beach.
Near Bali Beach Hotel.
Yeah.
Down at the other end. Yeah.
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 Where the black sand is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's real waves there because there's no reef.
Yeah.
No coral reef.
Yeah. Can I swim there too? I don't like swim there.
So that was 3 days afterwards. Now, who was at the cremation in Bangli? Who went to that?
Okay. In Bangli, it's all my kids because it's limited, limited people. They cannot bring many people there. It's only 5% limit family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because of COVID.
And without COVID, there's no limit, right?
No limit. No
yeah.
Limit. Yeah.
Yeah. And, okay, so what happened next?
Yeah, okay. When we threw away the ashes,
yeah.
And then we have following ceremony is about when? Last 2 weeks, yeah? Last 2 weeks ago?
You mean two weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's big ceremony. Like I told you, it's a lot of thousand people in the beach. They're having ceremony.
How many?
Maybe 3,000 altogether.
Did you say
3,000, yeah.
Now,
3,000 people.
3,000 people?
Yeah.
Is this a ceremony for 3,000 people? Or did 3,000 people come to your brother's ceremony?
No. This is when the people die. For example, your family die, my family die, and other people die. They make one ceremony.
Yeah.
They sharing together.
Uh-huh. And
yeah.
Where was it?
There is two places 3 weeks ago. One in near your house in the beach, Martasari.
The temple down at Martasari Beach.
Yeah, on the same.
Yeah, because there's a few of them there. But is it the one right by the parking lot, or is it? That one.
Yeah, the big yard, the parking.
Yeah.
They use that place. But my brother and other community is in behind the Grand Lucky.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Because Nyoman told me he saw your car there.
Yeah. I was parked my car there.
Yeah. You told me you were there till 1 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Doing nothing, just sitting and drink coffee.
And that was near the school, the SMS?
Yeah, Bali International School.
And it was at a temple there.
It is empty. Yeah, this belongs to my sister-in-law. My sister married to someone in.
Now wait a minute. You said there were 3,000 people.
Yeah, 3,000 people. It was in Matahat in Martasari.
Oh, really?
Two different group. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was in Matahari, Martasari Beach.
Uh-huh.
But my group is in behind Grand Lucky. It's about 1,000.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. Now, are these people from the Banjar, from the neighborhood?
From from Banjar, from everywhere, who cannot afford to pay expensive ceremony, they can join us.
And this is a ceremony for many people who have passed on.
Yeah. Many people, if they don't have money, they can join. Even they have money, they can join. Everybody can join.
How much did it cost you?
In my group is 3 million. In other group is 5 million.
You mean you spent $8 million for those two ceremonies that day?
Yeah.
That's $560. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Whoa.
So
what type of ceremony was it? What's the meaning? What's the significance of those?
Yeah. I'm telling you from beginning. We have a ceremony for Ngaben.
Yeah.
We have ceremony for Ngaben is
cremation.
Burning the body and the soul through way to the ocean.
Yeah.
The soul stay in the ocean until we make the next ceremony. We call it Maligya.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, that's the group one. But I've been to them when they also included cremation.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes the people did doing straight away Maligya after Ngaben. But I do different. I do more longer because waiting for money, waiting for a good day or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we make a Maligya. Maligya mean is we take the soul from the ocean back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We pick up the soul, my brother's soul was in the ocean, so we pick them up now.
Oh, you bring him back to earth, back to the land.
Yeah, and back to the land, then clean them up, or making ceremony, anything like that.
Yeah.
And put them in my house temple, or every house temple.
What do you put in your home temple?
Is that the soul? The soul is we put them in the we call Dakshina. Dakshina is a coconut with an offering, empty coconut with offering.
Yeah. Now, since there were 3,000, maybe 4,000 people, are 3,000 or 4,000 people in these ceremonies, how many people were these? I can't remember how to call it. These Malati or something like that.
Maligya. Maligya, yeah.
I'm not going to try to say it now. how many people? What were these ceremonies for? Like I was at one in Limbangan where they were actually cremating, was for 125 people. How many people were these ceremonies for?
Okay. Maligya in my group is 205 body aces. Yeah.
Now, you were at two ceremonies, though. Was it 205 for both ceremonies?
No, Maligya is mean is a sharing ceremony.
Yeah.
It, so how many soul in the ceremony is we have 105 people join. You know, you understand? My brother or my cousin or my neighbor or my Banjar from anywhere, they all is about 205.
For both ceremonies?
No, for one ceremony in my group.
Yeah.
But the other group is 500.
You mean the Murda Sari?
Yeah, in Murda Sari is 500 aces, like body people die, and then make it one ceremony together.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Now, look, all right, well, I'm going to ask you something later. I want you to keep going before I ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was next? What happened next?
Okay. After we put the soul in my private temple, house temple, small temple, there is a small temple in every house in Bali.
Yeah, right.
So there is they have three hole like small house in the temple. You see, there is three room. You see, with the window?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is about three. So we put them in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we put the coconut in the middle. So the soul is stay there.
Yeah.
My brother's soul is in my temple.
Yeah.
And then the ceremony yesterday, we went to Gualawa, Batur, and Besaki.
Yeah, let me explain what those three are. Which order? Goa Lawa is the Bat Cave. Which is near the ocean. I don't know. It's on the way to Chandi Dasa. What's it near?
On the left side.
It's an amazing. I mean, I've stopped there many times to watch a zillion bats leaving at sunset as it gets dark, and there's always ceremonies going on. It seems like everybody in Bali has to go there or something.
Yeah, Yeah, all the Balinese, they go there.
That's amazing. So that was one ceremony. And
yeah.
There was another one at Batur, which is that Batur, the Mount Batur.
Yeah.
Yeah, over by Kintamani.
Kintamani.
Very high up. A volcano and has a lake with it and some original Balinese people living down below before you invaders came in. And that's they're the ones that when people die, they just put them up next to a tree.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow.
And they didn't smell.
And they don't smell.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then why they didn't smell is because the tree we call it Trunyan tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the tree is special to make the body not smell.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So where now Batur where at Batur did you have a ceremony?
Okay. When you go to the Lake Batur, you just keep going. Don't go to the lake, don't go down, just keep doing the main road about another 1 kilometer on the right side. Mm. There is a big temple.
Mm.
You know, the symbol is this is interesting because the temple, story of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
This why we got two temple, Besaki temple and Batur temple. This is because the Batur temple is symbolist of Pradana. Pradana mean is woman.
Mm.
The Besaki temple is symbolist of Purusa. Purusa is man.
Oh.
Like symbolist for man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why we coming. Where we coming from? The philosophies of the two temples.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, and also it's funny. I also wondering, I ask any other people, other family who knows about the story of why in Bali temple like Besaki and Batur, there is also Chinese temple inside.
Oh, there's a Chinese temple in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, a Buddhist temple?
Yeah, Buddhist temple together with Balinese.
Uh-huh.
That's good. I mean, we can imagine long time ago the Balinese already tolerant to other religions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of Buddhism in Balinese Hinduism, at least in the iconography, the statues, the history, the inclusion, the understanding. Besaki, the third temple, is called the Mother Temple of Bali.
Yeah, it's the biggest one. Everybody go there.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to go there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's way up northeast. Would you say? And Batur is more, it's sort of like central north, right?
Central north, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're right.
And then, neither one of them are totally north. They're like 70% up there or something. And then Goa Lawa, the one in the south is, all right, so which one did you go to first?
First, we go to the Asian temple, Goa Lawa.
Oh.
Second, go to Batur. And then last one, go to Besaki.
So what time did you leave home?
It's about, we have to be ready in 7 o'clock. From 7 o'clock, 7:30, we start from home to go to Goa Lawa. Because it's too many people, it's traffic, we're wasting time there. And then we go Lawa, waiting, doing. Actually, it's not stress relaxed. It's relaxed ceremony. It's the last, like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving ceremony. Yeah.
That's
because
nice.
Everything done well, so we say thank you yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you. You went there first, and then to Batur.
And then to Batur, all family by one car.
And how long was the drive from Gualawa to Batur? Good. Are you there? Good. Are you there?
Yeah, the connecting, the internet not good in my house.
Well,
yeah, we went there about, take maybe 1-2 hours.
What, how long? One or two hours?
I think 1.5 hours.
Really? Is that all? All right.
Yeah, not far.
Uh-huh.
And then we stay there, waiting for the priest, praying, anything like that. And then we praying there, and then next to Besaki Temple, I think, take another 1 or 2 hours, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe more, I don't know.
And how long Besaki?
Besaki take long time because we have no car park. Also, in Besaki, we have 2 temples there, like we call Dalampuri. Dalampuri Temple is part of Besaki.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Dalampuri, we have to walk to the Besaki more further, about maybe 2 kilometers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we praying there. And then while there is no traffic anymore, no people already gone. And then the drivers pick me up and then go home.
So what time did you leave home and what time did you come back?
We went about 7:30 and back about 9:30 in the night.
Oh, you mean you left at 7:30 in the morning?
In the morning and then back
home. And you got home at 9:30 at night. Well, yeah. That's not so bad. That's 14 hours.
Yeah. But it's relaxed. You can sleep in the car or just nothing to rush. Just slow, settle down. Yeah.
And would you say all 3 ceremonies are like Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving. The yesterday ceremony is Thanksgiving. So it's finished, everything done. Yeah.
Is there anything else?
No, nothing else anymore.
What about a 1-year memorial or anything like that?
It's nothing any important thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's really very, very interesting. All right. Oh, I want to ask you something else. How much did these cost you?
For all together?
No, yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. It's cost very little. It's cost for we hire a car, but we have donation. I have someone donate me a car with the truckers.
Uh-huh.
And we don't spend much. We only bring food. buy food, then... Not much.
Did you have to give the temples money?
No. It's only 50,000 rupiah.
Oh, you just pay like same
yeah,
as
like
a tourist.
Free. Like donation.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Even 1 rupiah you can do. Because nobody knows.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Although, yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, that's really something. Well, but... The prior ones were very expensive. I mean, you said you spent $8 million that day when we counted 800 people. No, 3,000 people.
Yeah.
Not everybody was paying that much. But that's an enormous amount of money. they're making?
No, no, it's not much. They build the house, bamboo house. Bamboo house, they spend 250 million, I think. Yeah, they spend a lot. They don't take any money. They make everything for all the money for ceremony. Make offering, make pay for organizer or whatever.
Now you said
give the banjar coffee, drink, food. Yeah.
You said they built a bamboo structure.
Yeah, bamboo structure, big one, big.
Here, yeah. Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And did it burn? No.
No, it's the. I just went today for taking some roof there because they just cleaned them up, and then if anybody want, just take it for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bamboo or alang-alang roof.
So
grass roof. Yeah.
So, all right. Now, you spent $5 million for the cremation, and you spent $8 million for the second ceremony, those two ceremonies. And
No, $8 million altogether.
Oh, $8 million altogether for all of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah. It's not expensive, actually. Rich people, they're expensive, like the king, family. Yeah, because they have money. What the money for is because the people who die in making money, so we burn the money for them. It's work hard for the money, so we give the work hard for the soul.
Wow, well, that's all really... very interesting. Do you have anything else to add before we say goodbye?
It's very interesting to people knows about the philosophies of Bali ceremony. It's not always wasting money. It's not always money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we can... sharing together. We can, if you don't have money, there is always people can donate together.
Yeah.
And then everything done is making all relative together again, because we don't meet each other much. When we have ceremony, we meet them.
Yeah.
It's not like Western, they're having party every weekend or something like that. But in Bali, it's not like that.
I remember you told me you saw relatives you hadn't seen in a long time coming from different parts of Bali, right?
Yeah. They come from Gianyar, they come from Negara, from everywhere.
Yeah. Well, okay, thanks a lot, Goose.
Thank you, Dati.
We'll see you Thursday. So that's pretty interesting, huh? I don't make a great effort to understand all this, you know, to understand Balinese culture, our ceremonies, our religion. I go to ceremonies, some, you know, and, you know, I don't think anything. I just participate. Mostly ceremonies here are great. You just have to sit there. You don't have to do anything. There's the, you know, so then I'm just sort of a, you know, I'm just sort of in the audience or something. And, but you know, for the people that it's really their religion, the guys come dressed in white. I guess the women are, I guess everybody's sort of white. I can't remember. The women, maybe they're more colorful. And basically they're just sitting there and priests will sprinkle water on them. They're very, very extremely short on approaching zero, I'd say, to anything being said. Yeah. Now, there's a purification ceremony where we've gone to a temple near here. And in that one, you know, we've had water poured over our heads by priests. And, you know, I'm dressed. And if, when I go to these things, I dress with sarong, you know, like a big piece of material that is sort of like a skirt when it's wrapped around me, and a nice shirt, and a special sort of cap, a head thing I wear, odong, and a special sash around, and usually there'll be somebody that knows the correct way to tie it and the correct way to wrap the sarong. And we've been to the purification ceremonies where they have us get in the mangrove water and it's completely submerged, and where they didn't, you know, even in the same place. And I've been there when there were all these women with babies and they're pouring water over them, depending on the priest. Some priests are very careful, but some priests just splash buckets and buckets of water over the head. When I first experienced it, it was one of those, and I called it the ceremony of crying babies. I don't really try to understand. I don't think about it. I don't feel anything special. But that's true with me with religion in general and meditation and, you know, lectures and everything. It just sort of goes through me. And I'm glad to be around it. And to me, it helps to just be nothing, you know. There's no special purpose to it. To connect us, I guess we'd say, with what we have forgotten. Anyway, thanks a lot, Goose. Goose is the lead guitarist in our little band, Bali Yuga. And I've known him for over 8 years since we first came here, because other people we know and you know, a woman who has him in her band, Kim Patra, who I did a podcast with, and I did one with her son, Chris, who's a musician, and her son, Ben, had a restaurant where they used to play, and anyway, and he played at our wedding. Their little band played at our wedding, which was 57 years ago this July. Wow. I've seen Goes quite a bit, and his daughter, Rada. He's an interesting guy, very expressive. That's it. All right. This has been a Cuke Audio podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggy Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.